There are many good things about giving a cookbook as a gift. They can provide hours of enjoyment, even if the recipient never cooks from them. Some people just like to look. And if they do cook from the book, you might get to eat the fantastic results. And as I like to remind people who are clumsy with scotch tape, shiny paper, and scissors, books are easy to wrap. Before I head into some of the latest books on the shelves this year, I want to remind you about some of the books I've already talked about this year that I feel are surefire winners, like Into the Vietnamese Kitchen by Andrea Nguyen.
So even though you and I just went through this amazing array of Vietnamese herbs, we basically just had cilantro and mint when we arrived. And that's what I tell people. If you don't have access to this stuff, cilantro and mint is all you need because it provides the spiciness, the pungency that you need along with nice lettuces, some chilies, and then you're ready to go in terms of enjoying Vietnamese food.
This book is full of fresh, flavorful ideas, and Vietnamese salads are now part of my regular repertoire. Then there's One Pot Italian Cooking by Massimo Capra.
You like that?
I like that.
I grew up with that. I had to eat that, like it or not. It's a sad life, eh?
I think you liked it.
Another great Italian cookbook is Two Meatballs by Mark Straussman and Pina Luongo. This book brings together authentic Italian with New York Italian cooking.
You know, in New York on Sunday when mom didn't cook, you either went for Chinese food or something else. And I always kind of enjoyed going for Italian. So, you know, I have a very fond memory of spaghetti and meatballs.
The Guy Can't Cook by Cinda Shavitch gives every guy the tools he needs to be a success in the kitchen and maybe the bedroom.
Oh, I think a guy who can cook is very, very sexy. I think everyone loves that. I mean, in this day and age, it's kind of expected, don't you think, to be a man of the time. You need to have quite a few skills, and cooking should be one of them.
Now, on to newer books. This year's must-have wine guide is a formula with tried and true success. Had a Glass 2008 by James Nevison and Kenji Hodson, top 100 wines for under $20. It's the third edition and sized just so you can put it in the glove compartment of your car when you're out shopping. The wines are available in most liquor stores across Canada. Kenji Hodson explains how the first edition sprung from demands from their friends who were getting excited by the world of wine.
But when it actually came to buying the wine in the liquor store, they were lost. So we thought, well, maybe we can produce something that can point them, you know, in the right directions. And we're not saying, you know, every wine in this book is the wine for you, but these are 100 great values for you to start your wine adventure.
I'll have more from James and Kenji in the new year. If you want to go beyond meatballs, get ballsy with this next book. Balls by Angela Murrells puts everything round in perspective, from around the world and more.
The other thing I also tried to do was to take some recipes that I really like and reconstruct them as a ball-based recipe. So I've got bolognese and I've got bulls bourguignon and osso buco. I couldn't find a bull joke to go with that, but essentially it's all the structure that goes into the dishes, but it's with meatballs or fish balls instead.
Regular listeners to this program know that my favorite place to shop for any food book is Barbara Jo's Books to Cooks in Vancouver. Even though Barbara Jo is a specialty retailer, she's been doing her best to even out the differences this season between American and Canadian prices. When she takes a few days off after Christmas, she's going to settle down with a couple of books about food you just read, not cook from.
It's called The Tenth Muse, and this is by Judith Jones. Judith Jones was the woman responsible for getting the Mastery in the Art of French Cooking with Julia Child published. And her career has just been very long and rewarding, publishing wonderful cookbooks. So she's written her memoir, and I've gotten through the first chapter and just delighted with it. But a brand new one that just came out is called Spilling the Beans, and this is by Clarissa Dixon Wright. She is the one of the two fat ladies. And this is her memoir, and she has had a very interesting life. I was fortunate enough to have lunch with her in Scotland, and she's a very intelligent and intense person, so that's another one that I hope to read over the holidays.
So there are just a few selections to get you going on the way to the bookshop. I'll put the list on my website for your clicky enjoyment. Happy holidays, everyone. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.